Well, guys, this is your host, and I'm back and sharing my thoughts on Oppenheimer, the movie that is making noise, and it is being a biographical film written and directed by Christopher Nolan, and it is based on a biographical written by Kayward and Martin J. Sherwin, and the biography name was American Prometheus. So it's a, what you can say, theoretical life story of J. Robert Oppenheimer. So how, let me just share the plot line first. So in 1926, Oppenheimer is pursuing some studies under some professor called Blackett in Canvas Laboratory, I believe. And later on, he pursues his PhD in physics from in university at Germany. And later on, he gets approached by, what you can say, Strauss, Mr. Strauss, for being a director of some university. And there, Oppenheimer meets Albert Einstein. And Albert Einstein, while walking back into the university, gives no impression or doesn't wave or doesn't smile at Strauss. So Strauss is under the impression he might have said something to Albert Einstein. But when Strauss approaches Oppenheimer and asks about it, he says something that Albert Einstein and Oppenheimer only knows. And later on, Oppenheimer gets approached by some journal groups at US Army for creating a bomb under the project Manhattan. And later on, Oppenheimer names the town as Los Alamos for creating the bomb. Like, he gathers all the scientists and all the physicists to bring out their ideas on creating the bomb, and he creates this town with all the requirements that is being needed for a family. So he gets all of the help, and while getting help, he gets the news that his intermediate affair Jean has took the step of taking her life out, like she did suicide. So he's broken down, and he was blaming himself for the suicide she has done, because he has promised in previous days before his marriage that he will be there and he will be supporting her, and whenever she calls him, he will pick the call. But he blames himself for killing Jean. But Kitty, his wife Catherine, comes up to the point and asks him to get together his thoughts. He is not supposed to blame himself for someone taking their life out. He was only there for a certain part of their life, but their life isn't supposed to be like that. They took their life, it's on them, not on you. So Kitty makes sure to have Oppenheimer on track, and Oppenheimer gets back with his thoughts and asks his team to work together once again and bring out the idea. But there out, someone from his team brings out a calculation about atomic reaction that could happen, like it could create a chain reaction that could destroy the world. So with the calculation in his hand, he gets back in touch with Albert Einstein and asks to look into the calculation and ask, is the calculation right, will there be a chain reaction about it? So Albert Einstein says, if it's right, it's right. It's the calculation. And with the look of it, Albert Einstein understood the calculation was right and wasn't going to calculate himself and give the thought Oppenheimer has created a thing that could destroy the world. So Oppenheimer was under the impression that he's going to destroy the world, but the test run of atomic bomb went well, and it created an impact on General Groves, and he contacted the higher authorities and said, it's a good and we are ready to go. and the bombing thing happened. Like US president at that time ordered bombing at Japan, Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and it killed off so many lives, innocent lives, and Japan surrendered. But Oppenheimer here is blaming himself for taking out the innocent life and creating the atomic bomb that that had impacted the so many lives, and still so many people are affected by the reaction after effects of the atomic bomb at Nagasaki and Hiroshima. So, but in between there was a committee that was gathered for the scientists, and Strauss was there, and Strauss got an impression that Oppenheimer is insulting him indirectly for the idea that was given by Strauss about something. So Strauss took it wrongly, and by the half he sees Oppenheimer's life becoming a bad thing, and he was getting defamed, and he was getting called by some committee to appeal or to comment about the things that he has done while being on the project, and whether why he has shared the idea with Soviet Union, why he has sent the money to Soviet Union parties, etc., etc. So Strauss on the other hand was in front of the committee who is going to appoint him as some higher authority, I believe. But all the in the presence of all media, Strauss was keep on blaming Oppenheimer for bringing out the idea to Soviet Union. He was indirectly pointing it out, though he promised Oppenheimer that he will be there to support him. But indirectly he was blaming Oppenheimer for creating atomic bomb and sharing the ideas to Soviet Union. And he made sure to have, Mr. Strauss made sure to have his counterparts, his colleague, the scientists who worked along with Oppenheimer on the project, to go against Oppenheimer. And some of the friends Oppenheimer made sure to support him during the trial that was going on in the committee that was called for questioning Oppenheimer on his deeds that he did. So Oppenheimer was like given off, like he was given no defamation that much. He was given the rights to be the honest citizen of US, and though his security clearance for getting involved in atomic projects were written off, like he wasn't authorized anymore, and Strauss was kicked out of the Atomic Energy Commission because he got pointed out by one of the person who was there noting it out, who called out Strauss for planning a defamation authority against Oppenheimer for his personal agenda. Like he got an impression, he said Oppenheimer said something bad about him in front of Albert Einstein, that's why Albert Einstein ignored him at the pond. And afterwards he got insulted in front of other scientists indirectly by Oppenheimer, so he wanted to take revenge, and he had a personal agenda to destroy Oppenheimer's image in front of the people. So he did that all together, and Strauss was defamed later on. So that's it for the plot line of Oppenheimer. So it's basically all about the storyline of Oppenheimer's story, how he got into fame, how he got into defamation by his own colleagues or his own scientists or his own counterparts, and how he created the first atomic bomb of the history, guys. So that's it for the plot line. Let me just share my thoughts. So movie is well written, and it deserves to be watched over Barbie, guys. It deserves to be watched. And if you are someone who is going to watch Barbie next week or in coming weekend, then make sure you watch Oppenheimer, because guys, Barbie is kind of a fantasy world thing. It could happen in your mind also, but Oppenheimer has happened in real life. It's a biographical drama. So it's a history that we need to know about. You need to watch Oppenheimer or Barbie in theaters, because both of the movies will be coming in digital media anytime soon. But Oppenheimer creates an impact. Barbie does creates an impact. It's a love story about Barbie and the Ken thing. But it's your choice. I'm not going to put the pressure on you guys. But Oppenheimer, if you want to know the history about how atomic bomb and what is the vibration that you get out of the shock waves of atomic bomb going off, then you need to watch Oppenheimer, guys. Though the there was a test run about atomic bomb that went off, it was higher in the air and it created a shock wave that was giving us the goosebump things. Like if when the atomic bomb went off with the sound, then it could have killed us on the spot itself, because vibration was too high that it gave the audience wow impression. So every single time when the test run went, vibration was too high that it was felt. And thanks to God, Christopher thought not to give the atomic bomb going off a sound. Thanks to God, I'm still alive for that. And the movie is well played by all the actors in the storyline. And hands off them, seriously, every single actor played out their role so nicely. Though some people might get the impression the movie is kind of boring in the first 30 minutes, but if you are someone who is looking forward to know the history of father of atomic bomb, then you need to watch this movie and you will be impressed. No mood off, no sleeping in the theaters, guys. Movie is worth watching because it's all about Chris Oppenheimer's life and their revenge that was taken off by Strauss for insulting him indirectly and not insulting him directly. So if you are someone who have watched the rocketry, the Nambi effect, then you might get the idea like where the revenge thing happened from first. Like Oppenheimer felt the revenge thing first, and after that the revenge on Nambi Narayan by some of the members of ISRO was created from that thing, I believe. Like there also someone was from internal person who created a bad thing and defamed Oppenheimer. Here someone from internal team defamed Nambi Narayan for sending off the details to other countries and defaming his own country, something like that. So Oppenheimer is well written and it's must to be watched in theaters, guys. I was impressed with the acting thing that was going on throughout 3 hours of movie. No full stop, no sleep was there from my side. Though there were some people who were there just because the Oppenheimer was making some sound in the theaters, like it's a worth watching movie, but there were people who were there to just see the explosion thing, I believe. Because guys, if you are just there to see the explosion, then you might not be interested about Chris Oppenheimer's life, how he went through all the questioning again and again every single day, how he got hammered at higher levels, how he was questioned again and again, how his wife was questioned, how his integrity against US nation was questioned, every single thing. So you need to watch Oppenheimer than watching Barbie. Real world situation than fantasy world situation has more impact than the fantasy thing, guys. So fantasy thing could happen anytime soon, but real thing could only happen one time, guys. So it's a one time life experience, guys. Make sure you watch the Oppenheimer theaters nearby you. Thanks for listening, guys, and that's it for my set, guys. Bye, see you on the other side. See you.